This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The United States is charging four Russian-affiliated soldiers with war crimes for what American prosecutors describe as the heinous abuse of a U.S. citizen following Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February of last year. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden reports.
The charges are the first ever under the nearly 30-year-old U.S. war crimes statute and detail the abduction and torture of an American living in the southern Ukrainian village of Molovi when Russian forces moved in.
Tied his hands behind his back, pointed a gun at his head, and beat him with their feet, their fists, and the stocks of their guns.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the four defendants include two commanders and two lower-level soldiers affiliated with either the Russian Armed Forces or the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, and that they even conducted a mock execution. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
An emergency spending bill to provide billions of dollars in new security assistance for Ukraine and Israel was blocked in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday as Republicans pressed their demands for tougher measures to control immigration at the U.S. border with Mexico. The vote was 49 in favor to 51 against, leaving the $110 billion measure short of the 60 votes needed in the 100-member Senate to move the bill to final debate. The vote threatens President Joe Biden's push to provide new aid before the end of 2023. The bill will provide about $50 billion in new security assistance for Ukraine, as well as money for humanitarian and economic aid for the government in Kyiv, plus $14 billion for Israel as it battles Hamas in Gaza. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war. This is VOA News. Australia and Papua New Guinea signed a bilateral security agreement on Thursday in the Australian capital of Canberra. The deal is designed to bolster Papua New Guinea's internal security through more assistance in policing, defense, and the judiciary as the Pacific Island's largest nation seeks to develop its economy. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the deal continues the two nations' close bonds dating back to World War II.
This security agreement is a natural progression in our security partnership. It builds on our comprehensive strategic and economic partnership. It reinforces our mutual respect for each other's sovereignty, independence, and territorial integrity.
Papua New Guinea Prime Minister James Marape said the agreement showed the Pacific Island neighbors are brother and sister nations, but insisted Port Moresby would not take sides between Western nations and China. The deal comes a month after Papua New Guinea signed a defense deal with the United States in May to upgrade its military bases, while it is also boosting trade ties with Beijing. The four candidates running for the Republican Party presidential nomination next year targeted each other in their latest debate Wednesday. AP correspondent Norman Holm has that story.
Former United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley took the brunt of the attacks in Wednesday night's GOP presidential debate in Alabama. Haley has recently gotten more interest from donors and voters. Aside from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, the field did not take aim at former President Donald Trump, who again skipped the event. Christie, who challenged Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to answer directly if he believed Trump was fit or unfit to be president again, was booed by the audience. Biotech entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy raised his hand as a candidate who would support Trump, even if he were convicted of pending federal felonies. I'm Norman Hall.
Lawmakers in the Republican-controlled House of Representatives have approved a bill that would block new auto pollution limits. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Republicans call the rule proposed by the Environmental Protection Agency a backdoor mandate for electric vehicles. It would set the strictest ever tailpipe emission limits for the 2027 to 2032 model years. The EPA says the rule is not an EV mandate, but it calls for up to two-thirds of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. That's a nearly tenfold increase over current EV sales and far more than the auto industry agreed to 2 years ago. The House measure blocking the rule now goes to the Senate, where it is unlikely to advance. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.